Hey everyone, it's time for another Super One update and a review of the latest from CEO Andreas. Things are getting really interesting, and we have some big news regarding their corporate structure. They aren't just tweaking the business model, they are physically moving the chess pieces.
Right, the big headline is the relocation of the head office to Delaware. Now, normally, moving to Delaware is standard corporate speak. But in the context of 2026, it's a strategic play we're seeing for digital assets as TradFi and DeFi merge. Great news for those of us who are early adopters of these high-utility tokens.
Exactly. It's all about the Delaware Banking Modernization Act and the new Payment Stablecoin Act in the U.S. Delaware is essentially rolling out the red carpet for companies that deal with digital tokens and blockchain-based gaming. By being right there in Wilmington, Super One is positioning itself to be at the center of the first real, clear regulatory framework for digital assets in North America.
It's a flight to clarity. Andreas mentioned that instead of fighting regulation by enforcement, they're moving into a jurisdiction that finally defines digital assets as personal property. This gives their investors and partners a level of legal certainty that just didn't exist a couple of years ago.
And speaking of investors, that leads to the second big reveal, the influx of private capital funds.
This is big and major additional fuel for the Super One engine. Andreas highlights that Super One is moving beyond the community-based funding it started with and is now attracting significant private equity and institutional capital. These aren't just small angel checks. We're talking about sophisticated funds that specialize in the intersection of sports, gaming, and crypto.
What's the why behind that? Is it just the tech?
It's a combination of factors. The Delaware move makes the company investable for these big TradFi funds because the compliance risk is minimized. Andreas notes that this private capital is specifically earmarked for scaling the user base and securing those massive global sports partnerships they've been developing in recent years.
So, Super One is essentially institutionalizing. They've got the legal home in Delaware to satisfy the regulators, and they've got the private capital arriving to turn the lights on globally. It's a complete shift from a startup project to a regulated financial and gaming powerhouse.
Exactly. It's the grown-up phase of the company, as it morphs from a community project to a maturing startup. A major win for those of us who saw the vision, stuck the course, and patiently accumulated our super tokens over recent years. As we've seen with other projects, the ability for early token owners to slipstream the advent of much larger private investment is profound. The full video with Andreas is in the show notes.
It sure is, and the numbers speak for themselves, especially for those who are about to enter the vesting period of the project, due in 2026. In the meantime, we remain focused. What are the professional digital business owners doing to enhance their Super One positions right now?
Well, the main focus is on making sure you log into your accounts every 30 days to ensure your super staking remains active. Focus on owning more super every month. Crucially, we're also positioning to ensure maximum residual incomes when the alpha game goes live. For this, we're adding to our player tokens with the new fan packs.
Yes, this is worth a breakdown, as it's about putting your business in a place where players of the game are connected to your business, meaning as they play, you get paid.
Exactly. Simply one player is allocated to your business structure for every $1 spent. The minimum fan pack is $500, so you get 500 players allocated. Crucially, if you already have a gold-level primary account and you acquire a 500 fan pack in your sub-account, you also get 500 players allocated to your main account.
Powerful stuff. A quick look at the star calculator at calc.super.1 or star.super.1 shows the potential that can arise from this alone. See the show notes for access to these calculators.
Of course, many long-standing Super One owners are already in an excellent position. Super tokens, player tokens, cards, towers, some even still own pool tokens. However, it is worth considering. You may want to generate monthly residual income from your Super One position without having to sell tokens.
This is exactly where fan packs and associated player allocations come into play.
Fans mean players, and players mean potential future game revenue after the rollout. The crucial point is, no matter what you currently buy, fans are an added bonus.
Correct. Let's take a simple example. Someone invests $1,000 and buys, for example, two pro fan packs, let's say Brazil and Spain.
This initially grants them 100 fans distributed across two markets, batching if you already own a gold or above level primary account.
Now we can simply enter the following in the calculator.
2 Pro Fan Packs, a vitality of only 2.0 and an ARPU of only $100, then the calculator already shows a potential annual revenue of around $20,750.
Is that guaranteed?
Of course not. But this is precisely where entrepreneurial thinking comes in. As we say in DBM, position, leverage, choice.
Even if only 10% of this result is ultimately achieved, we're still talking about over $2,000 annually. And for those who remember the early days of Facebook, people didn't send invitations to just two friends. They sent them to 30, 50, or even more. That's exactly why there's a real chance that the actual growth could be even greater later with Super One. We know people love sport, and we know they like to play. Most of all, though, people like to get paid. Ultimately, the answer to the question remains, should I or shouldn't I? It's a very personal decision.
However, from our perspective, the current risk-reward ratio is exceptionally attractive.
Therefore, make a conscious and personally sound decision for yourself as you place this latest structure into your Super One setup. As ever, DBM stand ready to support you with our regular Super One workshops and strategy conversations in the workspaces. See the show notes for access, and see you next time.